had to react when I was born.
Well, when you were born, your dad totally acted in a different way, because before you were born, he was telling me that he was going to stay with me the whole time. And I was telling him, no, follow the baby, because, you know, you could hear about babies being switched accidentally in the hospitals. So I was worried about that. So I was telling him to go with the baby when it was born. But he was like, no, I'm going to stay with you to make sure you're fine. So when you were born and the doctor said, it's a boy, that was our first boy, because we already had two girls. I saw your dad's face, like, I'm gone. He didn't even say bye. He, like, the nurse was, like, taking you to get you cleaned up, and he was behind her. It's like, he didn't even wait for them to say, oh, come here, you want to come? He was just following, and I didn't see you guys until I went to the recovery room.
So when you saw me, how did you choose my name?
Well, we had thought about names prior, but we didn't know if it was going to be a girl or a boy. But your dad and me had decided that if it was a boy, we were going to put his name on the baby. I liked the name Christian because it was my favorite singer. So your dad, he's like, okay, we could put Christian, but you're going to put my name first, like his name, Joaquin. So the middle name could be Christian. So that's how we named you Joaquin Christian. And then everybody started calling you baby Joaquin because, you know, they want to differentiate from your dad and you. But then all of a sudden your dad started calling you Christian when everybody else was calling you Joaquin, baby Joaquin. So he started calling you Christian, and so everybody started copying Christian, and we started calling you Christian. When in the beginning, I wanted to call you Christian as your first name and Joaquin as your second name, but your dad said no. Had to be Joaquin, his first name.
As I was growing up, what were the hardest moments for you?
Well, the hardest moment for me was when we were still in the hospital. It was like our third day in the hospital, and we stayed in the hospital because I didn't have a normal birth. And when the doctor came in telling me that you might have a heart murmur, that was very difficult for me because I, as a child, had a heart murmur, and I went through a lot with open heart surgery. But they had to do you tests to see if you had one. And that was so devastating for me because I didn't want you to go through what I went through. And thank God everything came out fine and they told me that you were okay.
So you were relieved from the stress?
Yes, very much. Very, very, very much. After that happened, I couldn't walk for a while because of all the tension it brought me, the devastation it brought me when they told me that you might.
How would you react if I did have a heart murmur?
Oh, that would be, I mean, nowadays is more, the technology and the medicine and surgery is more developed than when I was a child. I think I would have dealt with it better than I thought of, because the procedure is totally different. They wouldn't have made you an open heart surgery like me, which that by itself is really devastating. So, you know, I would have been very, very worried for you, but in a way, I think you would have been going through a better situation than I did as a child.
If you could redo everything and raise me differently, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't, because you're a very nice person, and I'm not just saying because you're my son, but you're very respectful to me, to your other people.